Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Oh my goodness, if you are a book lover, if you know anything about book festivals, this is the festival of the year. This is the Franschhoek Literary Festival. Tickets are now open. It's going to be happening from the 16th to the 18th of May. And they have just announced an incredible lineup. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Kate Moss. Yeah. Kate Moss, Spiwe Gloria and Lovo, as well as Dion Meyer. And the list goes on the line. With us is the Franschhoek Literary Festival Program Director, Jennifer Blaine. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, Pamela. Thank you so much. It's lovely to chat to you.
What an incredible lineup. Lots of interesting things also and wonderful themes as well. AI being one of them.
Oh, yes. I mean, we had an AI discussion last year. That was a huge hit, and it's such a pressing and relevant topic for all of us, in every way. So we've got Dr. Mark Natila speaking on that with Dion Chang. It's going to be, brilliant.
So, I mean, every year, it doesn't stop getting better. And it's more the atmosphere. I mean, you really, really have managed to create a really wonderful culture when you bring people together that come from everywhere around the country and outside to enjoy this wonderful town and the festival. Can we expect any better than that this year?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think this is what happens when you bring, the most talented South African writers together and in contact with writers from the continent, international writers. It's like this, energy and meeting of minds, and, it's just incredible. And, I hope many of your listeners get to come along and experience it. And I think it is. It's we also really deliberately bring new faces to the festival. We've really sort of upped the number of debut writers. And I think they bring such a great energy as well. And, for debut writers to come into contact with the really established writers and, share and connect around the big ideas of today is what brings that energy at the festival to life.
It's also a really wonderful platform for moderators as well. So you have really interesting moderators as well who are going to be chairing these wonderful platform panel discussions. Just maybe give us some highlights there.
Well, the AI discussion, for example, we've got Simon Dingle taking that. So, he's such an expert in tech, crypto, AI, he's an experienced presenter himself. So, he's going to, I think I'm really looking forward to that session.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned Sapiwa Gloria and Glovo. We are so thrilled to be hosting her. Sure. And we've got Pippa Hudson from Cape Talk sharing that. And Kate Moss is going to join that session. It's called Writing Her Story.
Yes.
So, that's going to be amazing with these two literary greats on historical fiction. And then we have invited Little Lenolo and Alma, the Cheeky Natives, to come and moderate a couple of sessions. Okay. And one that I'm really looking forward to, it was such a hit at the festival last year that we had to repeat it, is a session about writing sex. We call it In the Third Person.
Yes.
And it is one of the most entertaining, joyful, hilarious, and I think important discussions on our lineup.
So, there's also wonderful poetry as well there. I see we've got Malaika Ndlovu, which is just a wonderful. Anya Kroch. Anki Roch, which is absolutely fantastic. Spogazi Jonas, who's sort of the flavor of the month now as well.
Definitely. And I'm really excited. Anki, for her, she's got a brand new book that's coming out in time for the festival. And she's actually going to be interviewed by Kupano Bokele, who is a psychologist, which is a really interesting pairing suggested by Anki herself. And I think because the book, it's described as auto-fiction, and it's about her complicated relationship with her mother. So to have someone like Kapano taking that session with the kind of insights he's going to bring, I think is going to be, you know, really, really powerful.
You do put together some really wonderful packages, and you've partnered with, you know, accommodation suppliers. Just talk to us about who you've got on board as well there.
Accommodation suppliers.
Yeah. So when you go to your website, you know, obviously you sometimes recommend, you know, these are the places to stay. Has there anything being put together formally with some of the suppliers?
I mean, aside from the relationships we have with guest houses that have been growing since the beginning of the festival around accommodating our speakers, we do work, one of our sponsors and partners is Franschhoek Tourism. Mm. So if people are looking for accommodation, I would really recommend visiting the Franschhoek Tourism website, because they list sort of everything that's on offer in Franschhoek. And the whole town does get really booked up
yes,
during the festival.
Very quickly, very quickly.
Yeah, they'd be able to point you in the right direction, you know, via that website for, you know, and, you know, the range in terms of different kinds of offerings, guest houses, hotels, you know, like private apartments that you can rent and all of that.
So the festival happens between the 16th and the 18th of May. You've already started selling tickets, and I know that they go very, very quickly. So Jennifer, yeah, no, they really get snapped up very quickly, particularly the various sessions that are very popular. Just maybe give us a sense of those who haven't done this before. What do you suggest, that they come maybe a day before and, you know, book themselves in as soon as possible, and they get tickets directly from your website?
Yes, so we actually, our ticketing partner is WebTickets. So everywhere on our website, we link to WebTickets so that it's nice and straightforward. And yeah, to anyone coming for the first time, you know, it is a really amazing experience to come for the full festival and book in. You know, it's like an escape from reality, and it's this kind of hub of ideas, and, you know, that is really optimal. But, you know, if you're coming through for the day, you know, pick a day, Friday, Saturday or Sunday, you can have a look at what's on the program, and just make sure you book in advance, and, you know, try to attend as much as you can. You can stop in, we've got a festival hub where you can kind of get a grab and go little lunch, or the amazing restaurants in Franschhoek, if you could get a chance in between sessions to jump in.
It really is a feast for somebody who loves books and you just want to take some time out. Thank you, Jennifer. I really appreciate you talking to us, and all the best for this year's festival, and we'll see you in Franschhoek.
Thanks so much, Pamela. I hope to see you there.
Thank you very much. The Franschhoek Literary Festival director there, Jennifer Blaine. So WebTicket is their partner, or you can also go to their website to have a look at, as she said, you know, you've got partners there, that they have partners with Franschhoek Tourism. So you can check out their website and see where you can book a place to stay, but also look at the lineup. I mean, it really, really is very rich. And there's also about everything for everyone, you know. So the lineup is really interesting, not just people who are international speakers and writers, locals as well, you recognize some of them. And so go to the website and see what you can get. If you can't go there for the entire 16th to 18th, yeah, even if it's one day, but if you've been there once, once bitten, I promise you, you'll want to go back the next time.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.